Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and today we're going to spend a couple of hours with you talking about weights and measures. I weighed myself this morning, and I was under. I lost
really
a couple pounds
Larry?
I lost a couple of pounds because I've been sick, and Jill Nadeau, I think, gave me the cold that I have. No, it was the other way around. It was the other way around.
You guys, he gave me his cold because Larry just loves to share.
I love to share. And so if you hear any coughing in the background, it's probably going to be Jill. It might be me. No, you might hear a fair amount of coughing. Jill's with me at the start of the show and probably throughout the show to talk about our fun drive, our spring member drive, and your gift. If you haven't given yet, think about doing it right now. Your gift makes a huge difference because listeners like you are the largest source of our funding. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
And I'm so glad to be here today because your support is going to go twice as far. I love that. Mm-hmm. A generous group of donors will match all donations up to $60,000. That is amazing.
Yeah, and I think we have over 11,000 in already this morning, so we still have $48,723, not to put too fine a point on it. to go. I really appreciate these supporters. I mean, it's their way of encouraging you to support the WPR programs that maybe inform and inspire you. And the entire state of Wisconsin as well, for that matter.
That's right. And all the states around it. And basically anybody who streams it all over the world. Then your participation now, it's a vital thing. So join in to meet this match before the end of the day. All you have to do is go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We're public radio, and that means that we are listener-supported radio.
That's right. We don't stress public enough. And we certainly do appreciate all the funding streams that we have. The listener support, of course, is the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR. Your contribution of any amount really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, if you ask a WPR member why they give, they probably tell you it just feels better to listen to WPR when they give. And I think the same would hold true for you. It feels good to know that you're part of something and making something special happen.
So make your first ever gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month and enjoy the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin public radio. It starts with your donation, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Silke Schmidt. I am originally from Germany, and we've lived in Madison since January 2012. For me, radio is really a way to get information. In general, I just really enjoy the variety. I feel like, especially if you're a newcomer to Wisconsin, listening to WPR is just a really good way to be introduced to the state.
Make your contribution today, because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our spring member drive. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift could be $10 a month, might be $100 a month, whatever amount you choose really makes a difference.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, how to contact you, and how much you'd like to give, and, well, of course, how you'd like to pay.
Yeah, you need to say that, too.
You need to say that, yeah. You can't just call up and say, this is my name, and hang up. That's not good.
Your gift, when you do that, will support the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. And I just wanted to mention here with the person who was talking earlier, the donor, mm-hmm. saying how she was informed about Wisconsin, you know, coming from Germany, and she learned a lot about Wisconsin. And that's what we do on this program and what we try to do as a network. We focus on our state. We'll certainly talk about national issues, but we zero in on how those issues affect our state.
Yes.
And I think that's an important distinction to make. And I think it helps those who listen. you're listening right now, and I hope you'll give right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And if it's been a while since you donated, well, this is the perfect time to renew at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We'll be glad to have you back.
A successful member drive works when everybody joins in, and we have that $60,000 for dollar match still in effect. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support goes twice as far.
It does. And you can ask for that WPR floaty keychain today. It shows your love for WPR with a I Heart WPR across it, and that you are a proud supporter. Yours for a gift of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You know, Lee Reborn was with you yesterday, and he said, it's a good excuse to buy a boat. And I'm like, that is so cool. I was giggling about that all day long. So,
well, yeah, you could get a small one if you don't have a lot of money, or like a 10-foot canoe, maybe.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're still going to need keys to have your keys with
you.
Well,
yeah, absolutely. So,
and if you're a sustainer, even better, because it's pretty much automatic. I think you have to ask for it if you're a sustainer, even.
Yeah.
You have to look that. Yeah, I think that's the case.
Yeah.
But if you're not a sustainer, you could become one right now. It's easy to set up, make those ongoing monthly donations to your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Soraya in Madison says, I can't imagine my life without Wisconsin Public Radio. It has become a dear friend to me, and she is not alone.
No, she's not alone. What about you? Your gift, very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. As we turn our attention to a state agency that does hundreds of thousands of inspections every year to make sure that you and I get what we pay for, which I think is pretty cool. And the head of that agency is with us today, Joe Smith. Joseph Smith is the director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures within the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Joe Smith, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and always a pleasure to have Michelle Reinen stop by. Michelle is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle, great to see you as well.
Well, thanks again for having me, Larry. It's always enjoyable to be here.
Well, it's a joy to have you. And as we talk with our two guests today, I hope you'll join in with your own questions. Have you had an experience relating to something in weights and measures? And we're going to tell you more about this, obviously, as we move along. But do you have questions about the accuracy of maybe gas pumps or price scanners or deli counter sales? Give a call. The number, 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or shoot us an email to talk@WPR.org. Joe, let's turn to you first. You're director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures, and what's the broad area of work that you have?
Commerce. When there's a commercial transaction going on, whether it's at the grocery store or at the clothing store, or whether you're driving a semi truck and you need to get it weighed. Whether you're getting home heating oil, anytime there's a commercial transaction going on, the Bureau of Weights and Measures is there to help try to make sure that that transaction is fair and equitable.
Yeah. You got to have a lot of people to do that, don't you? I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of inspections, Michelle.
We are. We conducted more than 200,000 inspections at more than 5,700 different Wisconsin business locations in 2025. So that is quite a few people. We have more than 40 individuals out in the field. We have a number of individuals in the office dealing with the licensing and permitting aspects of the devices that are used in our state. And those inspectors are out there checking those devices as a proactive move to make sure that they are weighing accurately, but also as a reaction to any consumer complaint that we might receive. And then on top of our state program, we work with municipal city sealers, because different municipalities have to have their own weights and measures program. If their population is over 5,000, they can set up their own program, or they can work with us, so we are executing that work with them. So it's a large amount of individuals out there really making sure that those transactions are fair and accurate in our state, and people are getting what they pay for.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, the I'm thinking about this. There must be, as Michelle was saying, I imagine you might get a complaint, but then are there sort of, now, I wouldn't call it standardized trips out to various operations, but how does that part work, regardless if there's a complaint or not?
Yeah, so we follow our statute, which says inspect as often as necessary to ensure compliance with these devices. So we routinely look at all the devices and our workloads to determine the frequency of inspections. We also look at the impact that it has on consumers. So one device that you'll see very frequent that a lot of people use is like a gas pump, for instance. And so we really prioritize doing those inspections because that impacts a vast variety of consumers all across the state as they travel from work. They go to drop off their kids to school. They go to run their errands. It's just a very impactful one that a lot of people associate weights and measures with.
You know, gas is something that we all, most of us have to fill up at the tank. Take us through how that actually works in practice. What happened? What have you got for a measuring device, and what happens when you go to the gas station?
Yeah, so going all the way to the whole national state, all the states, there are procedures that states adopt when they're testing gas pumps, so it's consistent from state to state. And really what the inspectors are going out and doing is checking each grade and each pump and doing a check with a 5-gallon prover is what they call it. And that prover is calibrated at a certain interval. It's very accurate to the point where they actually have procedures where they have to wet down the prover and then proper drain times for those provers so that everyone is doing it consistently. Because once you start adding gasoline to it and then you drain the gasoline out, we need to have a consistent approach with that to make sure that it's always the same every single time.
Yeah, and you know, if it's off, let's say it's shy by an ounce, that's going to add up to a lot. I mean, even when you fill your own tank off an ounce, if it's 20 gallons you put in, that's 20 ounces right there. And then multiply that by the number of cars. That turns into a lot of money.
Yes, it does. And there's national standards that there's tolerances for these devices. So part of what the inspector is doing is measuring those tolerances or measuring up against those tolerances and determining if the device is in specification. And that's where those provers are very, very precise, have a lot of precision, much more so than like a homeowner's gas tank that they would use that might not be 5 gallons exactly. So if we do receive a complaint from consumers, we'll go out with our calibrated equipment to make sure that it meets the specifications, or it doesn't, and then we'll take action.
Joe Smith, Director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures, and Michelle Reinen is the Administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Questions for them, give a call, the number 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Here we are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. Jill Nadobak with me, and your support asking for it now. It's an essential piece of the funding for the programs that you enjoy on WPR, and listener support's our biggest source of funding. And this drive is your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552.
That's right. And there's no denying that the loss of federal funding will be an ongoing challenge for WPR. But we have been heartened by the incredible response from WPR listeners, people giving for the first time or increasing their support. That's how we'll keep WPR strong together. So keep that momentum going with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I think it's kind of fascinating how the Bureau of Weights and Measures goes about its business in protecting us and helping us make sure we get what we paid for. And I think this kind of program, it's not the kind of program you're going to find everywhere on the radio dial for sure. And in fact, I think it's kind of unique. When we're listener supported, and when you give, you make this program and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And when you give today, well, become a sustainer. As a sustaining member, you'll give an amount, maybe $10 or $15 a month, that will automatically come out of your bank account or on your credit card. And your monthly gift will continue until you ask us to make a change.
And this means we can depend on you the way you depend on us. Day in, day out, year in, year out, you're still in control. Of course, you can change your giving at any time. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We welcome your gift of any amount in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, no matter the size of your gift, you can ask for the WPR Floaty Keychain. It's perfect for when you're out on the water or running everyday errands.
It is an orange iHeart WPR keychain.
It's going to float. It's going to feel really good in your hand. Give it a good squeeze every now and then for luck. Mm-hmm.
Would be smart to put on your keys if you're someone who likes outdoor activities.
If you drop keys in the water, it will keep them safe.
Show your love of WPR today. Ask for your floaty keychain with your donation of any amount. Here's how.
Okay.
That floating keychain is really something.
I want to see it. I really want to see it now.
Oh, man. Listen, if you'd like one of those floaty keychains, you can donate any amount. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support makes this program and so many other programs possible, and your gift could be $10 a month or whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
That's right. A $10 a month contribution works out to just 33 cents a day. And when you think about the daily information and the inspiration that you get from WPR programs, that is a great value.
I'm going to ask Joe Smith if he can calculate that for us in our division of weights and measures. 33 cents a day? Are you sure it's not 33 and a third?
That's right. That's right. I think that's a good job. I want to see my taxpayer money going into work.
Oh, man. Well, he would have an answer. I'm pretty sure of that. You're not going to get a whole lot for 33 cents a day. In fact, I can't think of hardly anything. I was looking up on what happened when I started in radio back in 1967, and gasoline was 30 cents a day.
Larry, you had to say that. That's really depressing.
at that point. And I tell you what, the Bureau of Weights and Measures was actually back then, I know they were back then doing the same work that they're doing right now here in Wisconsin. Well, your gift, $10 a month right now, maybe at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your 33-cent a day investment will yield programs that keep you engaged and up to date.
You know, I was just thinking, since we don't have pennies anymore, maybe we should round that up to 35 cents. So we should do that. And you know what? Today is the best day to double your impact. Join in now and get in on that $60,000 for dollar match. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And we'll send you that WPR keychain too. You save your keys from being lost in the water should you find yourself out in the water.
That's right. Yeah.
It's kind of a win-win. It's actually kind of fun too. It looks pretty cool. Ask for yours when you make a gift, any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Anne in Wilton says, the Larry Mueller Show has been a treasure of know-how for common folk like me. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I do too.
That's
Thank nice. You, Anne. What about you? Your gift right now, so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Support.
Great to have you with us today as we talk with Joe Smith, Director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and our good friend Michelle Reinen, who's Administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection within DADCAP. Great to have both of them with us. Questions for them, give a call, the number 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk at WPR.org. Tom in Green Bay called, couldn't stay with us, but wants to know if Weights and Measures checks cash registers to make sure retailers are collecting the right amount of sales tax. Interesting. Joe, do they...
Yeah, so that's a very good question. So what an inspector does when they're conducting an inspection is they're actually checking the products and the final total of those products. So the sales tax that gets added onto it would be at the final receipt when they go up to check out those items. So yes, they would validate that, but their inspection is really based on the items and making sure that the items have the displayed price is the price that consumers are paying, or the lowest advertised price is the price that consumers are paying. So it's more focused on the items than it is the final total.
I was thinking about the items. I know there's times when I'm at, and it's happened to me a few times where the person is checking through a particular item and I said, well, wait a minute, I thought that was on sale. Here I'm not getting the sales price on it. And I'm going to be honest here. Sometimes the person says, well, no, it's the item that's right next to the, to it. And you're wrong, Mueller. But other times I have had situations where in fact that was the case.
So when a consumer feels that they're overcharged, they should politely request a store employee to correct the error as soon as they notice. There is a law that retailers need to have appropriate signage regarding if a consumer feels that they've been overcharged, that here's the process for that. And you really have to check the store flyers and really check to see if maybe the date of that sale has maybe expired, but retailers are supposed to take down those price postings if the sale has been completed. So we sometimes get complaints regarding that hasn't been taken down.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know, just before the show, I was talking to someone else who will remain nameless, but he said that the last few times he's been at the grocery store, he actually just on a whim went home and weighed the hamburger he got. And he said it was light every time in his mind. And I said, well, how did you weigh it first? His scale might be off. And then I said, and did you even with the weight of the packaging? Because on something like that, isn't it calibrated so that the package weight is taken out of the actual weight? Michelle is...
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about tare weight.
Yeah.
And that is the packaging. So with meat, it's going to be the packaging, the little carton that it's in, as well as that moisture pad that the meat often contains, and even the seal that it's in. All that is tare weight. So you really, when you are buying hamburger, you're just paying for the weight of the hamburger that you are purchasing. And you can often see this when you're at the deli counter and you see them put they hit a different button each time depending upon the size that you are selecting. You know, do you want a quarter pound, a half pound? And they pick up those different containers that have different sizes. Each one of those has a different weight with it. And that way you're only paying for the potato salad. And the scale that the consumer is using at home, that's not an official calibrated device. It's not a commercial scale that has all the proper certifications and approvals at the national level for weighing that item. And of course, at the point that the consumer is weighing the meat, that moisture has also left the meat. That sponge pad has soaked it up. And so you're going to have some variation there in what you're purchasing. But the inspectors go through that process when they're out there to make sure that those scales are properly calibrated when they are weighing. And they have their weight kits with them. And they're weighing the scale at all the different points on the scale, the center, the sides, to make sure that it's weighing evenly and within tolerance, no matter where that container gets placed on the surface of the scale. So it's fascinating to see if you're ever in the store when an inspector is there. It's fun to watch, certainly, them conduct that work because they are making sure everything is weighing properly.
So, and what's the responsibility of the merchant in this? I mean, do the merchants tell you, okay, this is supposed to weigh, or we weighed this and it weighs this amount, or Joe, or?
Yeah, so that's where they would have the packaging that they have, and they would tear that out. And what Michelle was talking about with what we call a retail computing scale, which is what you might see at a deli, they're pre-programmed in to have that container weight already taken out of the weight once it's put into the container and put back on the scale. So really, it's up to the retailer, the packager, and then that's where Weights and Measures comes in, is if we see that they're not taking the tare out, then we either have education or further enforcement to make sure that it gets addressed.
I was thinking go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. One interesting thing that consumers can do, if they are at a grocery store and they're purchasing a salad, they're using a salad bar and they're selecting their container and they package it, but maybe they're making two or three for the household because everyone has their varying tastes, but then they go to the checkout counter and the cashier just stacks all three together to weigh them because they're all the same code in the system. Well, that's something a consumer can speak up about and say, no, you need to weigh each one separately, because otherwise you're not getting the proper tare weight taken off. That computer says one package, but when you stack all three, you're paying for the other two packages as part of your salad price then, because it doesn't know to take off three containers of salad type situation. Those are things consumers can watch for and make sure are being accurately measured as being a customer.
Boy, that's a good tip. I hadn't thought of that, but that happens a lot. I mean,
it can happen a lot. And that is education on both sides, by the consumer and the cashier, knowing that they need to weigh that separately. And sometimes they get trained, but procedures might get displaced, or they're in a hurry because the line's getting long and they just see three things that are the same and they put that together. But there's an important reason why they're done separately.
Yeah, it makes good sense. Mike had emailed, here's a different topic a little bit entirely, wondering, are businesses required to disclose a credit card transaction fee if they charge one? I'm not sure that comes under exactly under Weights and Measures, Michelle.
Well, this is kind of a mix. This is the beauty of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. We have the Bureau of Consumer Protection and the Bureau of Weights and Measures. And depending upon how this is executed, it could fall to either bureau. But yes, a store should disclose that there will be a fee added to the transaction if they use a credit card or if they're using a credit card for something that's below a particular amount. Because that will change either the promoted price, or if it's a scanner situation, it could change that calculation and that end price that the Bureau of Weights and Measures is doing. But certainly that should be disclosed, and a consumer should let us know if they aren't aware that there is an additional transaction fee for using a credit card. But signage at the point of sale is important.
I want to go back to the hamburger question. All right, he's measuring it on his own scale and this and that. Is it still worth the effort to send something into Weights and Measures and say, you know, it feels like every time this is off, Joe?
Yes, because what happens is when we receive in a consumer complaint, we process that information, and then the inspector in that area could go out and do an inspection of that. We would call that a package checking inspection. And as we spoke about in the past about collecting that tear, the packaging, the label, the moisture absorbent pad, the paper that the meat is stacked on, all of those things the inspector can do and verify, because there may be an issue. You just don't know until you have an official come in and do those tests.
Yeah, makes sense. Mary in New London has a question here. Let's go there. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I am wondering a sort of typical Wisconsin question. If you go someplace and it's a 60-ounce pitcher of something, but half of it is ice, is the 60 ounces supposed to be based on the actual liquid?
That's a good question, because it drives me nuts when I order something, a 16-ounce pop or something, and they fill the whole thing up with ice. And I'm thinking, I'm losing a lot here. But what about that question, Joe? It's a good one.
That's a very good question. That is one where we would have to test the device and check to see if it is 60 ounces without the ice. It sounds like more of a retail transaction. And those, our inspectors aren't normally going to check that unless we get a complaint. And so if you did have something like that, getting a complaint, and the inspector could go out with their glassware that's been calibrated and check. But yes, you shouldn't be paying for ice. A very good example that's probably a little bit easier to go. Wisconsin was a very big proponent in the past for ice glazing on seafood, because we've had cases where folks were putting too much ice on the seafood, but it's a higher dollar product. Yeah. And it's a product that comes packaged instead of a retail transaction, which is a little bit harder to have standardized. Yes, ice is a problem in certain products. It's much more apparent than others.
Interesting. Joe Smith and Michelle Ryden, our guests today from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Joe's director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures. Michelle's administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Always great to have Michelle come by. It's great to have Joe. It's his first time with us and doing a great job here in explaining what's going on. And we've already had some kind of neat consumer tips of what you should be watching out for. And I think it's kind of an example of the kind of thing we do every day here on WPR. And here we are in our drive, and Jill Nadolbach with me and listeners. And that means you provide the largest source of our funding. So this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And it's a great day today because a generous group of current members will match all contributions up to $60,000. And that means that your support for the essential public service that you rely on will go twice as far.
I was just checking to see. We haven't gotten an update in a while. Allison, if you're listening, send us this.
Wake up. Wake up, Allison. Come on. Let's hear
it. Send us an update. Regardless, I'm sure there's still plenty of money left.
I'm sure there is. That's a lot. Yeah,
and it's a great, that makes it a great day to give. Join in your gift any amount. It'll be doubled at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is kind of like going out for coffee with a smart friend. It's enjoyable. It's informative. It piques your curiosity.
And somebody has to pay for it. I like to give Jill the check if I'm...
It's so untrue. Larry always pays, no matter what. Larry always pays.
Oh, well, what about you? Do you always pay? Here's a chance to make a little payment. You're listening... is possible thanks to the contributions of many, many, many people, including you. I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org. Go ahead and phone, too, 888-202-2552.
And this is one of those situations where you actually get more than you pay for. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
Well, that's great. And you can, you know, I'm thinking about, what do you get for $2? Can't get a cup of coffee hardly anymore for $2. You can't buy much, let's put it that way, for $2. But at WPR, $2 a day makes a lot of the programming possible when many, many people give. And, you know, if you think about it, okay, if I do $2 a day, that's $60 a month. You can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now. Make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Your gift right now is important because WPR's essential service is available to you and to your community thanks to your support.
That's right. And we did get an update that we'll be getting an update at the top of the hour. So stay tuned for that update.
An update on the updates.
That's right. That's
will
right.
be coming.
I always used to hate that. You know, they give you a teaser to tell you about this exciting thing that's news at 11. You know what I mean? So anyway, news at 11 or
no,
noon at this point.
Noon. Noon by that.
Noon. Noon at, yes, news at noon. WPR is probably preset on your car or your home. Maybe your car and your home. And, you know, you listen to WPR a lot. So help pay for the station that you enjoy so much. Become a member today.
You can become somebody who listens and contributes, and you can start with your gift of $10 or $20 a month. I'd recommend the 20, and then they can have my T-shirt if they want it.
That's right.
We'll be talking about that some more.
I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will.
No living with you now, Larry, that you got your own T-shirt. Go ahead, Larry.
No, I'm not going to brag about it. I'm kind of happy about it.
Well,
I'm going to have to. You can imagine how many times I'm going to have to give. I got three daughters.
Oh. Yeah.
And me, of course, I've got to have.
Maybe you can work a deal since it's your face.
I could get them to pay.
There you go. That's a deal.
That might even be a better deal.
Get each
of them to contribute $20 a month.
You know, if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs that you love.
Rachel in Madison says, I know I can trust WPR. And you can, too. And you can help us with your gift. powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking today with Joe Smith, who is director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures, and Michelle Reinen, administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, of course, both within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection. And we're talking about how the state and how the Bureau helps you and I get what we actually pay for when it comes to weights and measures. They do a fantastic job, and it's fun to talk with them. I know we've got questions out there. Several emails and some callers have joined in. You can join in, too. There's still some line open at 800-642-1234. Tammy in Beaver Dam, we'll let you join in. Thanks for calling.
You know, in the past, I remember going to restaurants, and of course, with lobster and expensive steak, you understood that there wasn't a price listed. I'm starting to see that with even hamburgers and macaroni cheese dishes. And not only that, in the grocery stores and in their ads, they're going, buy one, get one free, but they're not listing the prices. Is there any regulations with that sort of thing? And if there isn't, I hope to God we get there, because we're wasting our time getting there and finding out buy one, get one free is 10 times more than it would have been.
Yeah, Michelle, we'll turn to you for that.
Yeah, Wisconsin retailers are not required to post specific prices for individual items. However, if the price of an item is advertised, consumers must receive that lowest advertised price between a flyer and a shelf price and maybe a sticker on the shelf as well. So we are making sure or looking during our inspections and analysis of our complaints to be sure that prices are the lowest advertised price when they scan at checkout. But as far as restaurant aspects, you're going to need to ask. We are seeing that shift in what restaurants will put on their menus as far as prices go. But we need to see consistent pricing as well. One customer shouldn't be charged for one thing, a hamburger at one price, and a different customer gets charged a different price, unless there's like a loyalty program or a coupon or something presented. It shouldn't, there just shouldn't be any price discrimination between customer to customer. But I'm going to let Joe handle the buy one, get one free aspect of the question.
Yeah.
And how that calculates and works, because there can be some complications there.
Yeah. So when someone is doing a price verification inspection within the store, some of that is looking at the flyers and then taking those items up to the checkout to ensure that the register understands to take off that other item. We see that very often with around the holidays, where you buy maybe a whole package of goods for a holiday meal, and it should ring up at $39.99 or something like that. The inspectors will actually go and find those and shop just like a normal consumer is, and verify that that point of sale system was programmed appropriately to ring up that buy one, get one, or the package deal.
Really cool. Tammy, thank you very much for calling. Steve in Wausau, what's on your mind?
Hello, Larry and guests. I want to give thanks to the folks you have on the air. I had a situation where I put some gasoline in my tank of the car, and I drove a little bit, and something happened. The car died, and it turned out that there was water in the fuel that I put in. And a representative from DATCAP, Weights and Measures, came out and inspected that tank and found that the underground tank had twice as much water in it as was allowed. And, boy, the representative spent time with me on the phone and email and really did a great job. So you got some nice people working over there. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Steve, thanks. Joe, that's good to hear. Michelle?
Oh, just but still my heart. Thank you for the praise to Joe and his team and program. We don't always get that, so that's just very generous. And I will say, when the team sees that areas in Wisconsin have flooding, like last fall and this spring, that team is incredibly responsive to make sure that they are informing the owners and operators of these tanks of their responsibilities for examining and inspecting their own tanks, as well as our team is out there making sure that they are putting extra emphasis on that type of inspection to be sure that those tanks are free of water from those flooding incidents. And then, of course, there's the everyday work. And Joe can describe that inspection because it's quite fascinating.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
When you think of weights and measures, you think of scales, you think of price accuracy, maybe fuel quality, maybe gas pumps. Well, in Wisconsin, your weights and measures inspector also inspects your underground storage tanks at retail motor fueling facilities. And so what the caller was describing here was a inspector actually going in and inspecting the underground storage tank and the contents of that underground storage tank to do an investigation to see what may have caused those issues with the fuel and the fuel quality. And as Michelle said, sometimes with flooding, moisture and water can get into these underground storage tanks. And that's where we play a vital role to help investigate or prevent that from happening by doing routine inspections.
Oh, man. Joe Smith and Michelle Reinen, our guests today. It's great to have them with us. And they're talking about getting what you pay for. And I think you get what you pay for when you listen to WPR as well. And I know Jill Nadeau is going to agree with me on this. We try to provide accurate information, a lot of it based on precise measurements and science, and sometimes it's just fun to talk about, and I'm learning a lot today, and I bet you are as well. I think it's a good time for you to say, you know what, I've learned a lot already today, and I learn a lot in other shows and other days of the week, and so maybe it's my turn to give, too, and support WPR. Go to WPR.org and make that contribution, or you can phone at 888-202-2552. Make this program and all of our programs possible.
And that's because Wisconsin Public Radio is a listener-powered service, and that means that every time a listener like you contributes, the power of your generosity fuels a stronger, brighter future for WPR. And now that federal funding for public media has been eliminated, listener support, your support, is even more important than ever. So join now, and let's keep WPR strong together at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are listener supported, and when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you, and then take a few minutes and make your gift.
Support the programs that you count on. Become a sustainer. Make ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card.
And month after month, you're going to be supporting the programs you love, and you will feel great about it. So pick an amount that works for you and make your contribution. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We're asking you to support the quality program you value on WPR with your gift right now during our drive. And we always talk about amounts. It could be $10 a month. It might be $20. It could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose makes a big difference for you and for your entire community.
It does. And many listeners become donors out of a sense of shared commitment because you think of WPR as a resource that should be available to everybody. And because you yourself have been getting value out of it over the past year or two or more, it's time to put something back.
Make a donation for yourself and your whole community, and the amount's up to you, as we keep saying, $10, $20 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today is the best day to double your impact. Join in now and get in on that $60,000 match for dollar match. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And you know what, Jill, you probably didn't know this, but no matter how much somebody contributes, they're going to get one of those WPR floaty keychains.
No.
Maybe whether they want to or not. If you don't want it, you can always say, don't send me the keychain. But if you want it, go ahead and ask for it for any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Nice note from Carl.
Carl in Eagle River says, thanks, Larry, for years of great programs.
We have a lot of fun on this program, and we learn a lot. We get an extra degree here from for what we learn, and including today's program. It's been great so far, and we've got another hour with our guests. Your gift right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Great to have you with us here on WPR. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Joe Smith, director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures, and Michelle Ryden, who's administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Well, it's great to have Joe. Joe's here for the first time. Michelle's been with us for a long, long time. She's been with us many, many times. We were talking and kind of joking a little bit before the start of this hour that we didn't know if we had any money coming in at all because we hadn't gotten our report. But we do have a report, and looks okay.
We're getting there.
It's about $46,000 or so left to go to make that dollar for dollar match. Isn't it $60,000?
It's 60 to begin with. So we've got almost 14 in already, which is amazing. But we've got all day to meet this. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you should wait all day.
No, you should do it right now. And if you contribute $20 or more, we'll send you one of my T-shirts.
That's right.
Well, they're not mine. Yeah, it's my face on it.
Your face on that, Larry. Aren't you afraid people are going to like draw mustaches on it or something?
Probably. Somebody said I should I should autograph.
That's true.
You could autograph a bunch of them anyway.
You could set up a little stand and charge $25 for WPR to autograph it.
Nobody paid $25 for that. You can ask for your T-shirt, though, when you donate. And my voice is going, so go ahead and tell me.
I'm going to have to talk. Oh, my gosh. So you can go to WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552. Operators are standing by. And today your support can go twice as far because of that generous group of donors will match up to $60,000, as we were talking about before. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
And we are turning our attention back to our guest today, and we have a caller from Mark in Wisconsin Dells. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, Larry, I just wanted to say that 8 days ago, I stopped to get gas, and the pump said I had 4 gallons, and my electronic idiot on my dash said I only got enough miles added to my miles to empty for 3 gallons. So I called Weights and Measures, and I talked to Cotton, and he said he was going to handle it and have somebody check it out. I haven't heard the result yet, but I'm thinking my gauges are usually pretty accurate, and I've discovered something. I also wanted to say that Tammy Baldwin's office worked with me on something and then had me contact the Office of Consumer Protection with a complaint form about Walgreens overcharging me for 3 years on a prescription. They got involved, and as soon as Walgreens got something from them, I got close to $1,000 back in the amount of 15 checks. And I'm really appreciative of that effort and the fast response that I got. And I think that there's probably hundreds of thousands of other people in the same situation that were probably misused in order to prop up the stock price before this $15.5 billion sale last year of Walgreens.
Well, I don't know if Michelle wants to comment on that last part, but that's a pretty nice statement there from Mark on the role of your unit.
It sure is. It's really appreciated the feedback that it worked out well with the Bureau of Consumer Protection, its interaction, and that the Bureau of Weights and Measures is working on another matter. And I love the share because it will encourage other consumers that have experienced issues to also file complaints with the Consumer Protection Hotline. And let me share that contact information should someone have an issue, whether it be weights and measures related or consumer protection related, because they'll transfer it over. You can reach us at 800-422-7128 and get that complaint form sent out to you. If it's weights and measures, they'll transfer it over, because it's really important in weights and measures. Timing is more of the essence there, especially if it's related to a gas pump or a quality of gas type complaint, because the inspectors need to get out to the location while that location still has that gas in the tank. And some of those turn over very quickly if they are on particular corridors and things. So timing is of the essence to file those complaints. And take note of what pump you're at. That's important, which pump number you're at. Often that's on a receipt or something. You can certainly reach out if you don't have that information, but we're going to be asking those kinds of questions.
Makes good sense. Let's turn to Joe in near Stevens Point. Joe, hello.
Hi, Larry. Thanks. Thanks, Larry. My question is a corollary to the ice in the lemonade cup. So if I go in and, or if anybody goes in and gets a liter of beer in one of those glasses with the narrow bottom and the wide top, and your beer comes in, it's got 200 mLs of foam, do you still, if you still get a, is that still a liter of beer?
So is too much foam a kind of a violation?
That's a very good question, sir. What I would say is if you are, if you don't like the quality of something that you receive, beer foam, for instance, I would go back to who you got that from and talk to them about it, because that's not maybe a good representation of what you purchased. When it comes to these transactions that are more manual, especially that type of beer and foam, when an inspector would get a complaint like this, they would go on site and do an investigation. So they have to try to replicate that. And who knows by that point if the keg was changed out or the lines were cleaned, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more difficult of an investigation, but we still would go and investigate that if we receive that complaint and talk to the business and try to figure out what happened.
Good points, Joe. Thank you very much for calling. Open lines get you on pretty quickly here now at 800-642-1234. Give a call. But several emails here I wanted to deal with, too. Eric in Madison, excuse me, called, couldn't stay with us, wants to know how someone becomes an inspector for the Bureau of Weights and Measures. Another good question, Joe.
Excellent question. We are, let me first say, we have a lot of longevity with our staff, and they stay in their roles because they're so diverse in what they do, and they have a lot of autonomy with what they do. But what we look for with inspectors is a multitude of things. You have to have very good time management, because you're very independent out in the field in the territory you're assigned. You're very much should be diligent in reporting and record keeping, very accurate in those things. And if we do have a job posting, you could find our job posting at WISC Jobs. So if you would do a Google search for WISC Jobs, that's where a majority of the job postings are, not only for DACAP, but for any state agency.
Yeah, that was another good question, Eric. Thanks a lot for that. Jeff emailed to ask if the Bureau measures octane in gas or grades of gas.
Yes, that's an excellent question. So as we've seen how dynamic our Bureau is, we have a weights and measures laboratory that does fuel quality analysis. And so when the inspectors go out and do a gas station inspection, they're also collecting different samples of that fuel for different grades to make sure that consumers get what they pay in the quality of the octane of fuel as well.
Mara from Weston emailed to ask you to discuss self-checkout registers, which we're seeing, we're seeing those pretty much in a lot of places now. How often are they calibrated, and to what decimal point are they weighing? How do we know we're getting the price for a Serrano pepper and not a tomato?
That's an excellent question. We've seen some complaints with these self-checkouts before because how different they can be. But when in terms of scales like that, let's say the scale where the checkout is, and let's say you have some bananas and it needs to be weighed and you put them on the scale, we're getting there and our municipal partners are getting there about every 2 years to inspect those scales is the frequency we try to hit. And one thing that you can see with those is there might be multiple scales. So you have the first scale and then it goes to another belt. And then it may like check to make sure that that's the product you scanned. The scale that matters is the one that weighs the product in the first scale, not when you put it on the belt and it checks it again. We often see complaints where folks are frustrated that they keep getting like, please, can you come over and help us at the register because it's not working? So we see the frustration from consumers with those scales, but it's the first scale that actually weighs the product, that weights and measures checks, not the spot checkers to prevent theft and things like that.
Yeah. And Michelle, something to add there?
Yeah. One thing consumers can look for is that every device we inspect, when it's inspected, the state inspectors put a sticker on that device. So when you are at a gas pump, you will see our Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection sticker there, and it'll have a punch on the month and the year that device was last inspected. Those are placed on the scales. Those are placed on the scanners as well. One of these self-checkout devices, you may be able to see that sticker depending upon where it is placed, but that gives you, again, that confidence that we've been there and inspected it. And then just a little side tip on that, hey, I'm having trouble with that second device, that second scale when you're doing the self-checkouts. If you go too fast checking out, you confuse the computer and they can't see all the items you're going. So you might need to slow down and doing your own self-checkout a little bit. I get caught on that a lot.
There you go. Well, we're getting lots of great questions here. David emailed to share that he ordered 8 cubic yards of topsoil from a landscape company for raised garden beds. When the load was delivered, David asked where the other half was. David was assured it was 8 yards, but he knew the volume of his raised beds, and together they held 4 yards, and he calculated two ways, and he found that he had only been delivered 4 to 4.24 cubic yards, so he ended up paying twice as much as he should have, in his mind. He wants to know if the State Bureau ever checks whether companies' loads are accurate.
Yes, we do. This would be one where a complaint would be very helpful for the Bureau of Weights and Measures, because one of the ways that we would check this is actually by measuring the bucket or watching the practices of this specific business to ensure that what is actually being loaded and delivered matches the ticket, which matches, what people are paying for. Because these are more businesses that we respond more on complaint basis than we would a very routine inspection, because it's very seasonal. It's very sporadic at times when these happen.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Talking with Joe Smith of the Bureau of Weights and Measures and Michelle Reinen, who is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Great to have them with us today. I'm learning a lot. I bet you are as well. And I know Jill Nadeau has just been, his light bulbs have been going off over her head here for minutes now. She's learning plenty, too. And I hope you're learning that we're in our spring member drive, and it's our largest source of funding for our shows. And I hope you'll take an important step right now and make a contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And for all of us that have a household budget, you know, it's really important to have a steady income to make sure that everything balances out. And here at WPR, we're just no different. That's why sustaining members are just so important. Now, last year we lost an important source of our funding, but your sustaining gift tells us that you'll be sticking with us and that we can count on your support. It's easy to begin a monthly contribution from your checking account or credit card. So get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our guests are going to be with us for probably another half hour or so, and I've already learned a lot. I bet you have as well. It's kind of a unique show that we've got here, one that you're not going to find in too many other places outside of public radio, and we're listener-supported, we're public, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552. You make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And become a sustainer. Choose a monthly gift amount that comes from your bank account or credit card. It'll continue for as long as you'd like it to.
It will indeed, because WPR is one of those things you know, you never want to live without. No, make your support ongoing with a sustaining gift, convenient and flexible. Get started now, 10 or 20 bucks a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We know our listeners love a good t-shirt, and do we have a special one for you this drive. We're celebrating Larry Mueller and his many contributions to WPR over the years.
Oh my gosh, this is a little bit of a throwback. It's a real homage.
The t-shirt is Heather Gray.
Big, beautiful picture of Larry Mueller.
Shows statistics from his long career at WPR on the back.
Ask for your limited edition Larry t-shirt when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Well, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau.
An homage, Larry?
Homage.
Wow.
I'm an homage.
It sounds like you should be a French radio host.
Well, you know, I got a little French in me. That
that's right.
Mueller, that's Millet.
Oh, Miller.
Well, let's get back to talking about the spring member drive.
I got distracted from homage.
You know, your gift, in all serious.
Be serious, Larry.
Yeah, your gift. And and 20 bucks a month or more will get you one of those t-shirts. But whatever amount you choose is the right amount. Maybe it's 10 bucks a month. Maybe it's 20. Maybe it's 50. Whatever it is. I hope you'll do it right now and make your contribution.
That's right. And after you've made your donation to WPR, you can make your gift go further by telling your friends and your family.
You can indeed. Whether you use social media or call them up or mention it when you see them, let them know that you support high-quality independent programming on WPR. Make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and then kind of inspire some other WPR fans in your life to do the same thing.
That's right. And today is a great day to double your impact because we've got that $60,000 for dollar match going on. So whatever you give, it'll be doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And don't forget that 20 bucks, and we'll send you one of those t-shirts. I will have a whole bunch of those t-shirts because I've got three daughters and they're all going to want one. And so I'm going to make my contribution. What about you? You can make it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And as a matter of fact, right after the show, I'm going down to see the money lady. Mm-hmm. And I always do it every single time. I always take the whatever the prize is.
Yes, you do.
And I'm going to do it this time as well. But you can't do that. Well, Jill could, but you could not do that. But what you can do, it's easier, actually. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
You know what I think I'm going to do, Larry? I'm going to get one for my dog, Seamus. When what? He sits out on his on the porch on the roof, he's going to have the Larry Mueller T-shirt on. I'll get a picture and send it to you. And don't forget that if you're a sustaining member making those ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Maybe consider making this the day that you increase your support to WPR by maybe $5 or $10 or even $50 a month, whatever amount that you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Mary in Wauwatosa says, I enjoy the shows, especially the Larry Mueller show. I bet you she's going to get a T-shirt, Larry.
She's going to get one for sure. Mary, if you're not, I'll give you the extra bucks if you don't have it. You can buy one, and we'll get you one. Join with your gift right now. So important at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking about how to make sure... or the group that's making sure that we get what we pay for. Joe Smith is the director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures within the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and Michelle Reinen is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. It's great to have both of them with us. Questions? We've got open lines to get you on pretty quickly. The number to call, 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Shoot an email to talk at WPR.org. Mo on Washington Island emailed to say when he starts pumping gas to fill a small gas container for a half gallon, you know, a half gallon container or a gallon container for his weed eater, they often hesitates before the gas hits the can. There's an amount displaying on the pump. So he pushes it. There's a pause, but he's seeing that the money's kind of flowing. Mo says, am I paying for air, is what he wants to know.
That's a very good question. That would be considered meter creep or meter jump is often the terms that a weights and measures inspector would use for that. And when they're going and doing their routine inspections around the state, they would be checking for that. If you do see that at your gas station, your local gas station, that would be a good one to put in a complaint for, because the inspector could go out and verify that that is occurring.
Very good points. Vern wanted to know that, wanted to call out that a gram is not a unit of weight, but it's a measure of mass. So I don't know where, I'm not quite sure where that came from. But Morton emailed to ask if the Bureau's inspectors are ever offered bribes to look the other way. Has anything like that ever happened? Have you ever caught an inspector on that?
I can say that there has been instances where folks have asked or tried to negotiate or barter with the inspectors. And that's why our work is so important, because we can remain objective in our work and, call it how it is, to protect consumers, protect the environment, protect the water of the state. That's our main goal and our main focus. But yes, we've come across those types of issues before.
How often, if ever, do businesses object or kind of fight with, in some ways, the inspections of their weights and measures devices and practices?
I would say actually it's very infrequent, because the level of inspection that weights and measures staff do is highly objective. So there's very good evidence and facts that demonstrate that there's a deficiency. And what, as we heard with some of the listeners already, I'm really encouraged by the staff that I work with on a daily basis, not only when they have enforcement, but their education and outreach that they have to the regulated community, businesses, consumers. And once you can demonstrate why it's an issue or a problem that needs to be corrected, that really diffuses a lot of the tension or the difficulty in those conversations.
Karen in Bailey's Harbor emailed and asked if prices can be changed quickly by retailers such as Walmart. How can a consumer really know what price they'll be paying? A price could change between the time it's picked up off the shelf and paid for at the checkout. What are the requirements for retailers to implement dynamic pricing? Can consumers be protected from this practice that could be abused, perhaps, by some retailers?
Yeah, states are looking at dynamic pricing, and the state legislature had actually introduced a bill this last session and explored language related to dynamic pricing for the state of Wisconsin. And I believe just this week or maybe last week, Maryland has passed dynamic pricing legislation to make sure consumers are protected from that type of situation. So when we're out inspecting, we're going to document the price that's advertised on the shelf at the time that the consumer or the inspector selects the product. And that's the price that should be scanned at the time that they do the checkout. And so there needs to be a mechanism in place to be sure that those prices aren't changing on consumers as they are shopping through the store. And they should certainly speak up if that isn't the price that is being charged to them. And that's the overall thing all consumers should do, regardless of if a store has implemented dynamic pricing at this point. If a price isn't scanning as they believe has been advertised, they should address that with the cashier at the time. And if they don't get any resolution there, go to the customer service counter and speak with the management. And then your next step is certainly to contact DADCAP's Bureau of Weights and Measures about that situation so they can get that price adjustment as it should be made.
I'm wondering, and I was actually looking at one of your reports, and the accuracy is, you think about it, like for gas pumps, for example, the accuracy of the providing adequate fuel, Joe, is pretty darn good overall.
Yes, 99.6% accurate or in the consumer's favor. Gas pumps, especially when they start to wear, it's a mechanical system, they all wear.
Sure.
They're actually designed to wear in the favor of the consumer as well. And so that's why you really don't see, even 99.6, that's still 0.4% that could be inaccurate out in commerce, but you really see that if it does fail, it fails in the consumer's favor.
And I'm sure one of the reasons for that is we have a Bureau of Weights and Measures, to be perfectly honest with you. Scales for weights, what's the accuracy on those?
So the accuracy on a scale,
I think it's pretty close to gasoline, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, retail. So we have different types of scales, and we have what you would consider scales at a grocery store or at a deli. And those are in the, where is it?
99% area, 99.6, I thought. That's pretty good.
Yes, that would be what it is for retail scales. And then we also have what we call vehicle scales as well. And that is a licensed device. So our other smaller scales that we have, retail computing, don't require a license from DATCAP, but a vehicle scale would. And those are just much more intricate. They're much more used and outside in the elements and in the weather. And what we see with those is an 81.7% accuracy rate when we're out inspecting those. And we have that licensing component to it because the owner or operator of that vehicle scale also has to have independent service companies come on a yearly basis and inspect those scales as well. So we have a lot of different checks to make sure that if it does get out of tolerance, it comes back into tolerance very quickly.
That's pretty cool. I saw another one one that I hadn't thought about, but grain storage facilities. Grain storage facilities have grain dryers, for example. And you need to, don't you measure those as well?
Yes. So this is one of the inspections that everyone wants us there. The grain facility wants us there. The farmer wants us there because, as you know, in the news right now, energy prices are so much higher. And when a farmer has a wet field, for instance, when they're going to harvest their grain, there might need to be some drying that needs to happen to that grain in order to get it ready for storage or get it ready for sale. And what a weights and measures inspector does is they check the accuracy of their grain moisture meters to ensure that farmers are getting what they paid for and there's equity in the marketplace when it comes to the drying of their grain.
I thought that was amazing. That was one I'd never thought about. And somebody else asked, what's the weirdest or most interesting devices that your department inspects? That would be one of them, I would think.
Grain moisture meters are one. One that is kind of new and interesting that we've seen some complaints on is we talked a little bit about beer and liquids. There's actually new locations that you can proportion the beer yourself and pay for small amounts of beer.
Yeah.
And that's something the weights and measures community has been talking about more and more as of late, because we're used to doing gas pumps or diesel pumps or high-speed diesel pumps. These small micro proportions of liquids are something that the weights and measures community hasn't really seen yet and are working in developing some procedures on how we accurately test that. So we're consistent across the nation, not just Wisconsin does it this way and Michigan does it this way and Florida does it that way. We all want to be consistent, have procedures. So that's something that's being developed.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's probably, and it makes sense to do this on a national, so it's the same for everybody. I like that approach for sure. And that was like the approach Jill Nadeau takes. She sits there kind of stoically looking at her emails while I'm talking away. But then she jumps into action the minute I mention her name.
I'm looking at working emails, just so everybody knows, okay?
And she's also looking at how much money have we taken in and where are we going with our member drive. And all kidding aside, we are here to raise the money to that pays for the programs you enjoy. Programs like this one, and I hope you'll support these programs with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. So very important.
It is. And Sophia gave us an update, Larry. We have already taken in $15,500 already
today.
That's
a good measure.
That's amazing. So thank you all who have given. We really, really appreciate it. And we do have $60,000 to play with today. That's a match from a group of very generous current members. So what that means is that your support for the essential public service that you rely on every day will go twice as far.
I like that a lot. You appreciate... I think this program. A lot of people are listening because they enjoy the variety of shows that we have and the variety of topics that we cover. And our goal is to zero in on Wisconsin consumers, but we have a lot of people listening from outside the state as well. But that's our goal, to provide good information and compelling conversations. And I hope that you agree that we are doing that job and doing it reasonably well. And I hope you'll support it with a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And everyone should make the gift that works for them. And for you, that might mean a gift of $100 or $200 a month. Just depends.
And maybe that's what you pay for streaming services or your family's phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. Put a value on it, like other things that are important to you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I would say that if you really enjoy public radio and you listen to it even occasionally, if it does something to enlighten you on a certain point of view, then that is value. It's valuable. But nothing in life that is of value is truly free. Being a sustaining member, even if you just donate a small amount each month, you know, what it would cost you for a cup of coffee is really, really worth it if you believe in what they're doing. And I do. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
John, thank you very much. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's service is available to you and your community, an essential service. And we want to thank you for your support.
We do. And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we are especially talking to you this drive. We have other ways of connecting to our current members, but the best way that we have to connect to you, the listener who hasn't given yet, is through these drives.
And if you've been listening for a while, maybe it's months or years, and you haven't donated before, make today the day you become a WPR member. You're going to feel great, I can tell you that for free. And when you support the station you rely on, the WPR programs that will benefit your contribution, we are going to be thanking you very much. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And a successful member drive works when everyone joins in. And to encourage you, we have a $60,000 for dollar match, and it's still in effect. It's going to be all day, but we would really love it if you gave now. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And you'll be having one of my T-shirts if you contribute.
A limited edition.
That's for sure. A limited edition Larry T-shirt for a $20 contribution or more. I actually don't mind the look of it.
I
think it looks pretty nice. Yeah. They've got a decent caricature of me.
Yep.
So I don't look like Jack Nicholson from the Shining movie.
Although I think that would have been kind of cool if you had been busting through the T-shirt with an axe in your hand, Larry.
Well, we could have done it that way.
Yeah, next time.
Well, next time. In the meantime, though, $20 or more, and we'll send you one of those. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Okay, now let me correct that. Make sure people understand it's $20 or more a month.
A month, of course.
Yes, so you're not going to get this it's not a bargain bin T-shirt here, okay? This is quality stuff here, so.
I've got a friend who says she's got every shirt since she started listening, and she loves the T-shirts.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, they're nice.
Yeah, they're always very good quality.
Yeah, they're good quality T-shirts. Mm-hmm. What about you? Make your contribution. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Great to have you along as we talk with Joe Smith, Director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures, and Michelle Reinen, Administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Questions, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. George in Janesville called, couldn't stay with us, often pays cash in advance before pumping the gas. And he's noticed that the pump slows down as it approaches the total amount. George prepaid. He's just wondering, is this intentional? Are gas stations hoping that customers won't wait for the pump to stop and will just be pumping gas before they get as much as they paid for?
I can help answer that. So that is just how the pumps are designed. And when an inspector is doing their inspection, they can do a low flow and a high flow test to validate that the pump is pumping accurately. So it's just how that pump is designed. When it gets to the limit, it starts to slow down a little bit to, and then shuts off once you get to that keyed in price.
Another email from Tom in Kenosha wanted to know how the Bureau inspects underground tanks at gas stations since they're all buried.
That's an excellent question. Yeah. So there are systems on these tanks that help prevent leaks from happening. So a lot of what an inspector is doing is actually verifying that those systems are functioning appropriately, and that they are turned on and that the station is monitoring them appropriately. To go back to some of the callers regarding water in a tank, some of them is even as rudimentary as using a paste that can determine the level of the water, and they actually use a giant, you know, 20-foot stick and put it down mm-hmm. into the tank to validate if it's gasoline or if it's water that they're measuring in the bottom of the tank. So there's a lot to it.
Some of it's high tech and some of it's low tech, Michelle.
Yes,
it is. And you know what that device is called in the field? Its practical name. It's a dipstick, because you dip it, the stick, in the fuel tank. It's just, it's incredible. But yeah, the paste indicates if it's the proper fuel or if there's water in the line. And it's just so simple. So the high tech is the paste that's being used. The low tech is the stick.
I like that. Dot in Manitowoc asked if customers ever complain about being charged too little for something at a store. Did you ever get that, Michelle?
You know, I would say in my career that, yes, there has been a consumer or two that has indicated that they have not been charged correctly and that they were undercharged, because they understand that the implications of that is that the system is not working properly. And while a consumer will get the advantage in that situation, if they don't speak up, the next day they could get the disadvantage because something is not in calibration with the system. And so it's important that that get reported as well, because hopefully the store is monitoring their own systems. But if not, we find that through those inspections, and letting us know about the advantage either direction is really an important role for the inspectors to be out there looking for.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way, but that sure makes a lot of sense. Kurt and Shano, your turn. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. How are you, Larry?
Great. Feel pretty good, except I've got a bit of a cough. But otherwise, I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Sorry to hear that. So I had a couple questions, but I guess time's limited. But just wondering, when the inspectors are out inspecting, do they ever look at if these stations are selling branded or unbranded gasoline at these service stations? Not sure if they check into that. And then, if I may, the ethanol that is going into some gasolines, do they test for that to see if the, I think it's 10% max that they use, if they can check the ethanol uses, they're using it or not?
Those are great questions, Kurt. Thanks.
Those are excellent questions. So branded or unbranded, we adopt national and international standards for how fuel should be. And our inspectors collect fuel samples and send them to our fuel quality laboratory for testing, to make sure they meet those standards. So the branded or unbranded gasoline is really coming down to additives, like different packages they would put in. And what our normal inspection entails is just to make sure that it meets the standards, and the standards doesn't really talk about additives or anything like that. And then with your question on the ethanol, we do it a multitude of ways. So an inspector, actually, when they take a sample on site, will do a field screening for ethanol content. And if that ethanol content fails at the field screening level, they'll send those in as high priorities into the fuel quality laboratory for further analysis. That's the referee method that actually is the enforceable method. So yes, we do check ethanol at multiple stages of the process.
I know there are varying amounts of time between going from one company to another place, another business. I mean, do you try to get to every business over a certain amount of time, or what's the goal there, to reach every business?
Yeah, so when you talk about businesses, it can mean a multitude of things in weights and measures. For retail motor fueling locations, we're at about 12 to 18 months going there to do our weights and measures and our underground storage tank inspections. And then for general, weights and measures inspections, it's about every 2 years. And then we have our licensed devices, so vehicle tank meters, liquid petroleum gas meters, and vehicle scales. And those we're on about a 2 to 4 year cycle, because the limiting factor for those is really the heavy duty equipment that the inspector has to use, because they're so specialized. And we just have limited amounts of that equipment to go and touch all of those meters.
Well, boy, I've learned a lot today, and I want to thank you both very much for being with us today. I hope we can come back and do this again down the road, because there's certainly been lots of interest in it, and you both did a wonderful job. Thank you both very much, Joe and Michelle. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
And Joe Smith, by the way, is director of the Bureau of Weights and Measures. Michelle is, of course, the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. We're getting to the top of the hour, and Jill Nadeau came rushing back in to talk with us because listener contributions, the biggest source of our funding, and your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, and all the great information you heard today, keeps all these programs going and on the air. So make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, as a listener, you are aware that public media lost federal funding last year. This isn't a one-time setback. It's a loss that will impact WPR for years to come. And that's why your sustaining support is so important. If you've considered making a gift or increasing your support, this is the moment. Do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this program and many other programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Now, you listen to WPR month after month, year after year. Now, donate the same way you listen. Become a sustaining member. You'll make ongoing contributions of, say, $10 or $20 a month for as long as you wish.
And you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you're always supporting the programs you love. Don't delay. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you asked me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it, because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Why would you?
Why?
Indeed? Why?
I don't
indeed?
Know.
We're asking for your support, Jill Nadeau and I, to put a value on the programs that you listen to, like this one, and then make your gift now during our drive. It might be $10 or $20 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose makes a big difference for our entire community.
And thank you for being a WPR listener, and thank you to everyone who's already a member. It's listener support. Your support that makes WPR an unparalleled resource in Wisconsin and beyond.
And today is the best day to double your impact. You can join us right now. Get in on that $60,000 dollar for dollar match. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to ask for that WPR limited edition Larry T-shirt when you give $20 a month or more. support one treasured Wisconsin station, WPR, and commemorate longtime host Larry while listening.
Oh, my goodness. Jill and I have been doing this program together for 10 years now.
Yeah, over 10 now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. over 10. It was just the two of us for a while there.
And now
we got a couple more. A few more people working on this. We love doing this show. We both learn a lot, and I hope you learn a lot too. And if you do, or you enjoy listening to us, support us with a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thank you so much, and stay with us. More in store here on WPR News.